Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, join us online worldwide via our podcast at iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, as well as Blog Talk Radio. We're glad you all could be with us as well. Well, as you guys know, all this month during October, we've been recognizing a lot of things, including National Women's Small Business Month. That's why we're excited to welcome Tashauna Williams to our broadcast today. Tashauna is the CEO of Orchid Black & Company. I want to talk to Tashauna not only about what it's been like for her to be able to start her own business, but also through Orchid Black & Company be able to help other businesses too in their needs. If you guys are just now finding out about her company and Tashauna, we'll let you know to be able to stay connected with her. Tashauna, thank you again for stopping by the program. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for having me, Cyrus. It was a pleasure.
Look, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I love the fact that we kind of get to do a two-for-one with you, Tashauna. We get to talk about what it's been like for you as an entrepreneur, but also what you're doing for others. I want to kind of start off, though, by reflecting on 2024. I know you've been busy, not only, of course, with Orchid Black & Company, but what has it been like for you as an entrepreneur, Tashauna, to kind of reflect on this year and all the things that you've been able to do?
This year has taken me to places I didn't think I would take Orchid Black & Company, and I'm extremely grateful for it. You know, I started this company to support small businesses in their operations and to help with strategy and development. And this year, I've received so many great opportunities, people wanting to use my ideas to create technology and create resources for people. It's taken me to higher heights and places I didn't think I would go. It's super exciting and quite terrifying.
Hey, look, I totally could understand that. Tashauna, you said something, though I think it's important. I think as we talk to entrepreneurs all the time, and especially when I do outside of this platform, I always tell people the why is so important. I mean, I started this show 21 years ago to be able to share the stories of others like yours and to be able to remind people of what's possible. Take us into your why. What was it about helping others, especially entrepreneurs? What was it that made that something that you were passionate about?
Cyrus, that's such a great question. On a personal level, I'm a type of person who I build a lot of my self-worth and a lot of my feeling good about myself comes from helping others and being able to make a difference. And I really do think that comes from, you know, I did work in hospitality for a very long time while I was putting myself through business school, and being able to combine, you know, the knowledge and the skills from both sides of that have really helped to shape what my passion is for this business, which is to build and connect and grow together.
We have that in common. I spent a decade in hospitality as well, Tashauna. So, yeah, so I definitely love that industry, and it's been great, you know, to be able to even keep some of the same connections along the way as well. So with Orchid Black & Company, when I was prepping for the segment, what I thought was really interesting is that you're able to not only to help small businesses, but give them the tools. I think for a lot of people, Tashauna, they have ideas, which is great. You know, you need the ideas. What has it been like for you to walk people through, though, the importance of the plan to make those ideas happen?
What I've tried to do with my clients, Cyrus, is kind of give them a bird's-eye view of their business. So I do what I call a full discovery or a triage on their company to find what is needed for them. And sometimes they don't see that. Sometimes they don't see that some of their operations might cause other things to slow down or bottleneck, right? So what I love to do is help people kind of open up their third business eye and really just move forward with what is needed, creating resources. And people begin to create their own resources once they actually know what they want. A lot of people know what they want, not how to do it. So that's where I come in. I can show them how to do it, you know?
And that takes a lot of trust, Tashauna. Talk to us about that, because I think a lot of times we don't think about that when it comes to business, but, I mean, so much of business is about trust. Not only, of course, your clients trusting you, but also, you know, your team, and we're going to get into that. trusting you as well to bring visions alive. What has that been like for you to know that people are willing to put that trust and their businesses in your hands?
It's been extremely, extremely humbling and motivating. You know, you never want to, in this position that I put myself in, you never want to be the reason why somebody doesn't succeed. So it's allowed me to work harder, not only for myself, but also for them, right? And at first it was a little bit, you know, getting used to people coming to me with advice as I had in the early years of my company. You know, I had to really adjust myself and grow with the business and with the clientele as well in order to give them what they needed.
I find for a lot of people, myself included, I've gone through this as well, there is a bit of imposter syndrome that can creep in. You know, you look around and you think, you know, can I actually do this? You know, is this something that I can be able to handle? What has helped you to not lose trust in yourself, Tashana, as you're doing the work you're doing today?
Well, I actually experienced that this year, Cyrus, and one of the things that I have to be really grateful for is my network of other female entrepreneurs. I'm a part of a network that meets weekly, and we just, you know, we meet for lunch and we get to talk about things that aren't normally talked about in the office as women in business, personal growth, but also the chance to network. You know, within those forums, there's always a life coach or a business coach or somebody in there who has a new dynamic way of helping you succeed in business and build on your mental health at the same time. So I really have to attribute that to them and to that community.
Well, that's powerful. And it really shows the importance of that. We're going to talk more about that when we talk about the team as well. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to Conversations Live for a radio audience here in Mississippi, WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, but also our online audience joining us worldwide through Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, and Amazon Music. We're speaking today to Tashana Williams. She's the CEO of Orchid Black & Company. As we're celebrating October being National Women's Small Business Month, we're talking to Tashana not only about her own business, but also what she's been able to do for others. The other thing I noticed when I was prepping for this segment with you, Tashana, is about your team. You know, I think our circle is so important. We don't always recognize that, but those we surround ourselves with. Talk to us about how you kind of went about assembling your own team when it came to Orchid Black & Company and what you hope other entrepreneurs can learn about that when it comes to building their teams.
One of the most, I would say, crucial things that we need to do as entrepreneurs is to build micro ecosystems of local business owners that are around us, make sure that everyone has a seat at the table, and to create networks between them so that we can leverage our businesses and help each other grow. That has really, really, really helped me a lot. And if everyone, you know, if we stay in our lanes and if we help each other where help is needed, it's amazing what you can do for the community and the change that you can make.
And you've taken a personal interest in this, Tashana, because one of the things that you said earlier that I wanted to go back to, and that is that there's no one-size-fits-all. And I think a lot of times we look at other people and we think, oh, you know, they're doing this, so I need to do that. Has that been part of the educational project with your clients to let them know that everyone's business is different and that their needs may be different than other businesses that they see around them as well?
Yes, exactly. It comes down to industry and economics and all these other things that when you're running a business, you're not really thinking about that. You're not thinking about the economic side of it, the corporate side of it, right? You're working on making sure that your business can stand up and is functioning and operates every single day. I think it's important for people to make sure that they are versed in what's going on in the economy and in their communities. And I always encourage people to attend their Chamber of Commerce meetings, their town hall meetings, so that they can find out what is needed and how they can help, and also share their needs as well. Pardon me.
I think these days, too, we're also seeing, of course, you know, and I know everyone has their love-hate relationship sometimes, Tashana, with social media, but I think it's undeniable, what it's been able to offer. I'm curious for yourself, when it comes to Orchid Black & Company, what role has social media played in not only, of course, helping you to share the work that you're able to do, but also in helping your clients, too?
Well, I actually use my social media platform, Cyrus, to showcase my clients. I actually just finished attending a conference in Ottawa, and if you go to my website, you'll see that that client has a full feature page on my website. I believe that me being able to use my platform and my resources to help people who are trying to make a change in their economies and their communities, it really is no skin off my back to put something up on my website and get their name out there and have people looking for them when they're looking for me, or finding them as they're looking for me, pardon me. Mm-hmm. I really do use my platform to promote my clients more than anything else.
Got you. And I'm sure they appreciate that as well. You know, I think, you know, as you were talking about earlier, you know, and about, you know, basically being able to break things down for them and making them being able to see things from a different perspective. I think, you know, for a lot of people out there, you know, that may be difficult, especially when something they look at as their baby, right? They don't want to think about what could be wrong with it. What has that been like for you to be able to help them to address the challenges in their business, Tashauna, and also for yourself, how have you been able to go about that when you're faced with a challenge, you know, in your business and something that you're doing? What has that been like for you to address that and to share that with other people?
For myself, I'll start with myself. For me to be able to address, you know, some of the things that I might feel uncomfortable with in my business, I've built myself up a big network of people that have been able to support me if I'm feeling unsure about a certain decision, or if I'm not sure which direction to take. And I try my best to do what I can with other people as well when it comes to that. You know, a lot of people are afraid of numbers, and I was afraid of numbers, and I'm personally growing and improving myself to not be afraid of numbers, and to, it's actually not that daunting. It can be really exciting when you can see where numbers can go, you know, being able to quantify your endeavors, quantify your picking up traction. People want to see numbers and how they, that's really how you measure impact, right? And I've been able to help change that view and show that really you can take a sentence and make it, turn it into numbers if you try hard enough. So don't be afraid of them.
Have you also found the importance of, and this is something I've had to work on myself over the years, the importance of not getting too comfortable? I think a lot of times when we all have heard that saying, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But have you found yourself being willing to challenge yourself, Tashauna, to, even though things may be going well, to kind of reach outside your comfort zone and to try new things?
Absolutely, Cyrus. We are in an age of technological advancement right now. You know, with the implementation of AI and other digital technologies that are coming out, business is changing so quickly. And I'm doing my best to try and keep up with that. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people still work off of spreadsheets, and that's where they're comfortable. But as companies scale, you're going to need to streamline, and making sure that you can learn both the new skills and the new resources that are coming out is important. So we always need to keep growing and keep learning. I don't think it ever ends as a business owner, to be honest.
Wow, I totally agree with that for sure. So as we're on the horizon of a new year, as I mentioned, what are some of the things you're excited about as you kind of look forward?
Actually, technology, as we were talking about. I have come up with some solutions with my partners to help people in small business be able to navigate their business on one platform, be able to access their network on one platform, and also be able to use AI to assist in helping to find funding. These are new technologies that we are developing and we're coming out with, and this is part of the reason why 2024 has been such an amazing year. I've taken such a great turn, but I'm super excited for these projects being stood up in 2025 and seeing how the change is going to impact small business owners and entrepreneurs as well.
I love that. And I love the fact, too, that as you're looking forward, you're thinking about, again, how you can be able to use these in service of those that you work with. I think that's the big thing for sure. Again, everyone, Tashauna Williams is our guest. She's the CEO of Orchid Black & Company. Talk with us about not only her own entrepreneurial journey, but also what she's been able to do through Orchid Black & Company to be able to help others, especially when it comes to small businesses, to be able to be successful as well. So, Tashauna, you mentioned your website earlier. Let our audience know, how can they stay connected with you and keep up with the updates of what's happening?
You can find me at orchidblackco.com. That's orchidblackco.com. And you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram at orchidblackco.
All right. Tashauna, congratulations to you. Thank you again for stopping by. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to chatting with you again.
Thank you so much, Cyrus. I hope you have a great day.
Hey, you as well. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live, and let's go make today amazing. Take care.